Texas delivered Republican Donald Trump 38 electoral votes last night, helping him win the presidency. You could hear Republicans cheering across the state, including at a GOP watch party in Dallas. State Democrats celebrated the fact that they got closer in this race than they have in recent history. Hillary Clinton lost by just single digits here. Her campaign chair in Texas, Gary Morrow, told a crowd it's a big deal.
We have brought this state a long, long way. And I want you to think about that, because we didn't do it because the national campaign sent hundreds of people down here. We didn't do it because they sent millions of dollars worth of TV. We did it because we had great indigenous Texans going door to door and making a difference for Hillary Clinton.
The good news for Texas Democrats kind of ended there. Republican incumbents had a great night in particular. The Republican-led State House and the State Senate will remain under that party's control. Democrats only picked up a few State House seats. The makeup of the State Senate didn't change at all.
It is a tremendous, wonderful night to be a Republican, and especially in Texas.
That's Tom Meckler, the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. He says a lot was made of Democrats possibly seeing big gains this year. But Meckler says he didn't take it too seriously.
You know, I've heard the Democrats talk about that over and over again. Battleground Texas does it to raise money. And, I mean, we found that during the campaign, when they were making these claims about all the money they were spending in Texas, they weren't.
The GOP also won the hotly contested 23rd congressional district race. That district includes parts of West Texas and San Antonio. Republican incumbent Will Hurd beat back his Democratic opponent Pete Gallego. Hurd thanked supporters just after midnight.
We won this thing because y'all believed that we could win. We won this thing because y'all worked harder, because y'all cared, because this district recognizes that a lot more work needs to be done.
That's not all. Republicans swept positions in the state's highest courts, including the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals and the Texas Supreme Court. And Republican Wayne Christian won the closely watched Railroad Commission seat. Despite all this, Democrats like Alex Morrison from Austin say they will keep trying to get Democrats elected in Texas.
I campaigned for Obama in 2008. In 2012, I've done it for Clinton now, and I'll keep doing it until I feel like I can have an effect on my community.
GOP Chair Tom Meckler told reporters he anticipates the party will keep its stronghold in Texas for years to come. In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.